banana.
Yeah.
Christianity is the banana that I have to eat. But I can't eat a banana that's rotten without any skin because it poisons me before I get it. So, no amount of truth in the world is totally isolated from fixation, orientation, and organization. All truth are locked in that way. The person who is in the process of unfolding has to discern between the fixation of who versus the actual of what is. And that is your journey. That is your cross. That is your challenge. And that is your accomplishment. All through it is breath. If you don't breathe, you can't do it. You may ignore your breath and do all kinds of things, pollute the atmosphere, till you're out of breath. But in the end, you'll find you muck up the car's ride. You have your breath all the time and you'll nose it up. So breath comes back to be the very most important ingredient in the whole journey. What we're trying to point out is photosynthesis plays a very important aspect in this room right now. If someone was smoking in this room, what would happen to the ions? Would they go positive or negative? You live with negative ions, you die with positive ions. So don't go mop up the room and smoke. A great man once said to me, he said, now, when you drink alcohol, only you get hurt. Your liver loses up. When you oversex with another person, both you get lost up in your organs. But when you smoke, everybody gets lost up because there's no way to remedy. Because all the ions in the air become charged and positive, and before you know it, everybody's dying from the lack of air. So, photosynthesis, or photon synthesis, is really the word is, plays a very important part. Certain organs react to a temperature range in the body at a certain time of the day. We may not know it, we may not recognize it, but we can do a lot of things to make a person feel the difference in food. If I wanted to do a colonic, I have four options. But since most colon therapists don't work at night, unless you call them and ask if they can work for you, they would. But 9 times out of 10, they'll reach you in the morning after 9 o'clock, all the way up to 8 o'clock at night. They'll take you. But I've worked around the clock to see for myself, testing all different aspects. And colon irrigation is valid in a proper time frame for certain diseases and certain problems. And the photon reaction is valid not only for the water, not only for the light, but the actual solid matter in terms of food going into your body, because food has to be formed with water and light. And food essentially is elements operating in two wavelengths of manifestation, a fiber or a tissue. And that's all the food you got, the fiber shape or the tissue shape. But the minerals are going to be the same. Iron, calcium, potassium, and so that's what we got. Pinpoint now what are the 12 basic minerals that we deal with every day, 365 days for the next 20 years. Yeah. 12 basic minerals. We got 12 major organs in the body. There's a method to remember this. And I have a friend, I call him Professor Boogie Woogie. If he was here, he'll quote me and say, this is the fastest way to remember the 12 basic elements. Sil, Sat, Sol. That is to say, Sil, Sat, all. Sil is silicon. Sat is sodium. And Sul is sulfur. Then Cal, Car, Toe. Cal is calcium. Car is carbon. And chlorine. Then there is mag and man. Big man, you know? Mag back. Magnesium. Manganese. And then there is pot. Anybody use pot? And folk. So, potassium. Some people spell it with one T or five with one, but be my guess. And phosphorus. And then the last one is big if. Iron. Chlorine. These are your 12 basic elements. 3 S's, 3 C's, 2 M&M's, 2 PP.
Yeah, that was nice. So CC, CC, PP, my man, in front.
Right, okay. Well, these are the 12 basic minerals in the body. And the body is set up like a transformer. We're going into the photon processes of our existence. You may walk around, believe you've got a nice chemical body. But it's also an electrical body. Also, it's a magnetic body. But in actuality, you don't have three bodies. You have one body with three speeds. That's the aura of the four elements at first speed called magnetism. In the process of reducing, not in the process of increasing. Then you reduce down to electron flow. Then you reduce down to chemical. In the ancient Eastern tradition, their terminology for that was causal, astral, physical. But they used the word body without realizing it would have left an actual misnomer in the minds of people who came. We realize today it's not bodies, there are rates of acceleration that produces different wavelengths to the mass and momentum, allowing us to exist as a form. As long as I stay within my momentum of 186,000 miles a second, I'm visible to you. If I shift one hyperspace unit to 187,000 miles a second, I become invisible to you. then you may jump to all kind of conclusions. If you don't see me around talking to you and I fall down and I die and I rot, what mental to me, where did it go, I can't see it. These are all different transitional functions of 186 to 187. But I ain't gone no place.
Madonna, you said that we all have an energy field outside our bodies. I don't see this energy field. Is it traveling at a different rate?
Speed?
Magnetic or electrical? Speed?
Yeah.
In the body and in the organs?
Yes.
There is a difference.
Oh, good. So man didn't, God didn't make soul, God made living soil. So when you go muck up this living soil, don't blame God. That's only misapplied decisions on your part because you're uninformed that this is living soil. But in our frame of reference, soil is dirt. When we get to the true picture, soil is not dirt. Soil is cosmic elements. And when they integrate at a certain velocity, based upon the interaction of respiration, is called man, but it's really called manifestation, factual science, having two dynamics, a male-female reaction with his sonics and optics. But in order to integrate with it and relate with it, it came out looking human. That's the hue, you know, what the hues are, what are hues? Is it color? Mm-hmm. The different emanations of the manifestation plays the roles in photosynthesis. So people who have the ability to see convexly, see through space and time, they call them clairvoyants, seers, prophets, or lunatics. But a blow on your head and you see what? All the stars or astrals. And what you're really seeing is internal ignition of the 144 elements from impact resonance.
Internal ignition. Couldn't see that without oxygen.
You know there's a unit now they're trying to develop where you can stick your key to the ignition and observe the actual reaction and read out how much effort on your hand is required to turn it. Fantastic. They're in that process already. Japanese are doing it through not just for to teach the young kids. The 9-year-olds are going to run the world. So, how to operate things with computers. But that's basically coming away. The 12 basic minerals are already here. The 12 gases. And they're set up in your body like a transformer. The diagram or transformer in is something like that. That's the code or shorthand description of what the transformer represents. This is the primary coil, and this is the secondary coil. Or what you call the input point and your output point. And then there's a weaving of magnetic reaction in the center. Now if you were to look at it this way, this is your cellular makeup of your body. Looking at me, this is your spinal makeup of your body inside of you. And this is the intrinsic electrical nerve ends, the neuron patternings of you, as going out in the form of emanations. So you felt the heat coming out of your skin, but you couldn't see it. Now if your retina is adjusted, then it sees true. And that is all the wise man has ever accomplished in the last 10,000-20,000 years, sit down on his tuchus or his anus and learn to slow it brain down. And then Brother Jesus comes along and tells us the same story. When the eyes, you know, through, are single, turn inward. This whole cellular mass or body is full of junk or light. Good. But the light is shining in the darkness of the skin. You see the light. Anybody wants to see the light, they got to tap the head. But the darkness comprehends it not. How can skin comprehend atomic action? Let alone if it don't breathe, there's no comprehension. But the darkness comprehends it not. But let your light so shine before men, not before donkeys or trees, that they may see the good work and glorify the Father in you, not outside of you. In other words, your breath is the Father in you if you take time to appreciate how you're put together by this breath. You may eventually impress others with a glow and through your skin. That even those who are unable to recognize will eventually wonder what is that strange glowing sensation of your skin like phosphorus that glows in the dark. You ever see phosphorus? Anybody ever see phosphorus? When you paint an object with phosphorus paint, what happens to it? Good. Where is the largest location of phosphorus in the human body?
His skin.
His skin? He's already scratching his head, but you don't even realize it.
Your hair.
Your head. Your brain is all what percentage of phosphorus? 5 ounces of it. What more you want? But it's surrounded with a fluid to prevent it from what? Exploding, and if that fluid gets too hot, you got your hot head.
Or a heat stroke.
Or a heat stroke. You did it in physics, then let's come back. Photosynthesis plays a very important part. The photon reaction of this wonderful substance called air. I call it H-AIR. Hot air. Without that hot air, so phase it down, you're not going to get no dissipation of the thermal action in your skin. What is going on? So, we're dealing today with the 12 basic minerals, and they apply to the primary function of our electrical nature. We don't have an electrical body. We have an electrical speed as valid. But in the ancient day, they didn't use the word speed because it wasn't a word that they were related to. They used the word body, something that was pulling in a shape or a form. So the integrated convex vision that you call clairvoyant vision or spiritual vision is the ability to see through mass. Like a microscope or a telescope or like an X-ray machine. Your eyes can do it. So, the primary coil of your body is set up with the 12 basic minerals. And you have gases. We are concerned with that today because there's a lot about the basic elements. You can even go to the trace minerals yet. But these 12 basic elements all within certain spectral resonance. For centuries, man has been trying to develop color therapy, but he didn't succeed much because why? He wasn't aware of his own biological clock. And yet nature grows food within the spectral colors, high in the tree, down in the ground, and under the ground. You know of anything more orange than a carrot?
More orange than a carrot?
No. I can eat all the orange in the world and never get to look like an orange. So But then I had cancer, and I went on a 56-day fast on carrot juice. After 28 days, my ex-wife said to me, "You look like a carrot, you smell like a carrot, you shit like a carrot." And that's true. Then the next 28 days, all the color left my body and looked natural as I am. And the doctor said, "What the hell did you do to yourself? You got no cancer." But there ain't any food in nature more alkaline than carrot. And yet, I was too goody-goody. Never touched alcohol or meat. And got the cancer. And I was so alkaline. Would it be crazy to put more alkaline to cure the cancer? But I use an alkaline food to do it because I'm working with what is called homeopathy versus allopathy to cut the organ out to procure it with another drug. So I use what you see, a CIA keeping track on the FBI that don't FID instead of catching a policeman to catch a thief. That was a technique I was using in nutrition. Something more alkaline going in to force the alkalinity to reverse itself.
So how did you know to use a homeopathic approach with using an alkaline food as opposed to using an acid approach to balance the acid-alkaline enzyme?
There are many techniques to arrive at the answer. I use an old-fashioned technique which you may think sounds strange. It's called the I Ching, a way of resonating objects in electromagnetic patterns in my body. It's so called the I Ching, that most people don't know about or read it, but they don't know how to use it. It measures the electromagnetic resonance of your body, the plus, the minus, and the neutral. So you take all the foods on one area in the chart, like each light zone, and you go over them in reference to your body. Today we can do it like kinesiology. I can hold your hand and go down a whole list of foods till I find the one to do the job. Treat it. A lot of many ways. They can do it by radionics and everything. I just use an old-fashioned way of identifying one that will hold up to the kinetic mechanism and carrot. But then I realized I wasted a lot of time when I was looking at a rabbit in front of me at the time in the yard eating the carrot. As to say, the guy in the sky was already pointing out from the environmental point of view what food I should have eaten to cure myself. I never see rabbits get cancer. See, boy, that was nature's own way of showing me I could have saved myself all that. But I'm glad I went through it to find out. Now, there are many other ways I identify.
What did it tell you? I mean, physically, what did you get from that food to let you know that that was the right food?
Many of us go to select food, the one that makes you turn off. You don't want to touch it. Every time you see it, you don't have a feel for it. That is the one you want. You'll never gravitate to a food to heal you if you have a problem. It's because you're already traumatized and you're looking for something to pacify you. And the food I was craving, it sounds crazy. I was craving ice cream, milkshake.
Which is more alkaline? Well, not more than the alkaline situation you had, but it would intensify your alkalinity and increase your cancer.
Yeah.
So for healing purposes, if you're using food, you go to the foods that you are least craving, least want.
And you don't like it, you don't even want to touch it.
Yeah.
What time were you born?
Me, I was born a lot of time. A lot of gall.
Gallbladder time.
Would garlic do the same thing?
I love garlic.
You smell garlic when you
react. I love garlic. It wasn't doing the same thing for me because I used to eat a lot of garlic.
Well, it's not more alpha than
the
cancer.
Don't cancer react to garlic when you smell it?
Not in my case.
It just wasn't more alkaline than the cancer that you had. You had to find a food that was more alkaline.
That's right. Garlic will not...
What kind of cancer?
I had the colon cancer. So I got...
Carrots, that for the... Well, that's for the waste on that. That'd be for the...
Yeah, that's for the...
Yeah, every hour you said you drank it every hour?
Every hour on the hour for 15 hours I drank 8 ounces of carrot juice, 4 ounces of juice, and 4 ounces of distilled water.
How many hours is that?
15 hours. 15 hours. Straight. Early in the day, did I not tell you, the earth turns on its axis 1 degree every what?
4 minutes.
Right. So in 15 minutes, or 15 degrees, it's exactly 1 hour. In 15 hours, I have an inter-electromagnetic resonance going on in my body. I'm using laws of physics, and I'm using the different dynamics of time. So I'm going to put the carrot juice in my body on the hour for 15 hours to match the dynamics of the earth on its own axis. While the earth ain't going to do the job, then bear me and you. So if the earth does the job, she don't want me inside of her. You got to understand the physics that you're dealing with. Is this earth where you came from? Does this earth produce the food that my misapplied decisions caused me to have a cancer? How can I blame the earth for that? I got to blame my misapplied decisions for that.
Right.
Now, I have to correct it. So that tells me I went out of sync with nature. Nature isn't going to do a single thing other than provide the opportunity to correct it. She provided the opportunity by providing all the foods around me for where I went off. My blood type, I didn't know. And that I had to learn by going through the process to find out blood type plays an important part of being alive or being dead. The ongoing longevity is predetermined by your blood type. And the blood type is the story of Adam and Eve. I'm not that built some joker coming from the sky, the baby in the tummy called Eve. We would like to believe that would be true. Type A blood is Adam. Type B blood is Eve. Now this sounds like a comedy. If you create a pair of people, you're going to make them sweet 16. Totally unprogrammed, unaware of any single thing. They wouldn't know a single thing to do than look at each other and go to sleep. They wouldn't even touch each other. But they'll go to sleep. And they may starve or eat. And if you want them to do something, you gotta tell them what to do. And if you want them to keep improving, you gotta tell them what not to do. Because if you tell them what to do and don't tell them what not to do, they'll still look at each other and go to sleep. But the moment you tell them what not to do, the curiosity begins. So picture 2 16-year-old kids, and they're told what to do. They're not told what not to do. They're not doing anything. But the moment they're told what not to do, it comes the comedy. They're told not to eat the fruit in the middle of the garden. Now they're walking around in this garden. Who the heck knows where the middle of it is? But they may look at themselves, and they say some serpent came up to talk to you. In the middle of the garden of the man, the biggest serpent is what? His erection, right? But oral sex, impractical. Don't eat it. But sex is practical for the reproduction of the carrying on of the race. And that is what the phenomena of the story was all about. That man, created in an innocent, pristine state, would not know the difference between sex, being oral or non-oral. Ignorance would be predominant. And to tell him what to do, you'd have to demonstrate it.
creative intelligence is much more alert to the phenomenal mechanism to make it incentive or sensitive to these laws by trial and error. So there was never really a condemnation. These were all churchianity views to make man get on the job of cleaning up his act. The way he's coming today to know the difference between who he is and what he is. But it's a very good process. You can't deny it. It had to be experienced to know that these laws were there through trial and error. Our bodies are designed for reproduction. But our blood types are set up to the story which you call an Adam and Eve. The Adam is the A type, the B is the Eve type, meat eater. That's why the snake is all representing tissue. And the A is representing fiber. And the cane is the reproduction process. Those are the rare blood type and they're hard to work with. They're always raising cane. But then they get thrown out in the garden for abusing their ignorance, and they have another child. It's called Abel, if he's able. Today we call him the universal blood what?
Oh.
Oh, good. Then Jesus is a sacrificial lamb because he's a type O. What kind of blood? A type A ain't gonna sacrifice itself for nobody.
It would have to be a protein. Which
would be all right, that's right. That's what you call it, the sacrificial
lamb. Well, Abel was a sacrificial lamb.
Right.
Who?
So Jesus was O too?
You bet it was. And if you look
and
at
Cain
the...
Cain was what?
A-B. And if you look at your problems in illness, blood is the vehicle for life.
Yeah.
So life is in the blood, according to your ancient writers. And the pure in heart sees God. They're talking anatomy and not talking no philosophy. If you don't filtrate the heart, you don't have a resonance between your artery and your vein. And you don't have a realignment of the convex and the concave vision of the eyes. So we're finding out that a lot of this data that has been passing for churchianity is falling short to what was actually involved in the data handed down by ancient men using agricultural language to describe laws of physics at an intricate, invisible range. Now we see that it's truly valid that the organs that are involved in the commentaries, if they're looked objectively, scientifically, make more sense in the result of what man is trying to accomplish. You can see through the wall when you clean up this organ. Just as much you can see through the wall if you clean up this organ.
Is that what you meant whenever you said that those that don't change by the age 2000, by the year 2000, you mean change by dissolving their fixation or belief, fixed belief in...
Most of us
system.
Are here. We're
so
going up to here. If we don't make the change from here to here, which is the thymus gland, the aging gland, to look at ourselves, because the thymus gland shuts down at age 12. You ever see a resurrection plant?
Mm-hmm.
You know what it looks like when it's not wet? It's dried up like that, right? Your thymus gland behaves the same way. Because you are a print off of your environment, it closes up after age 12 and remains in that state until you phase out. The realized people who have managed to make a quantum leap activated it and therefore inhibited the aging process of the cells. Eastern philosophers have done it. Science called yoga or restoration techniques. Today we are finding that can be triggered by some waves. And that's the latest breakthrough. That's what the tape is for. Why we developed the tape is to trigger back the activity of the thymus gland. Now you go here, then here. Here is the throat. You have the thyroid here. But this doesn't stop aging. This doesn't stop or permit you to see through the wall. It's here and here. That's why the Mohammedan does like this. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He touched the 3 points of the convex vision. But we didn't know what he was doing. Then he says, Assalamu alaikum. And so my friend said, let him come, let him come. That's Keshe-Rasi. Keshe-Rasi said, let him come, let him come. I want him anytime. Allah, welcome. So what we're finding, it locks into nutrition. That's the comedy. Why all these things we say, well, how can this thing lock into nutrition in terms of chemistry? It is when we look at the clock and then we begin to identify where these elements fall in the color spectrum. Here we have white. Here we have red. Here we have
orange.
Here we have yellow. Here we have green. Here we have blue. Here we have indigo purple. And here we have violet. In 7 days, you go the whole spectrum, and in the 8th day, crossover time between the 7th to the 1st day with you again, the locker. So at midday, going on to 6 o'clock in the afternoon, on the 7th day, all colors are shifting back into the white range. And then pick up again on the Monday, switching into red.
So Monday.
That is Monday blues. So there's an old story. I don't know if you know the nursery rhyme. Monday's child is fair of face. You know that nursery rhyme?
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday's child is full of grace. Mm-hmm. Wednesday's child is full of woe. Thursday's child has far to go. And Friday's child is loving and giving. And Saturday's child works hard for a living. And Sunday's child is busy picking it out. Eh? I only change the words around to suit solid nutrition. I put it this way. Monday child, tell it as it is. Tuesday child, mix it by the skin of the nose. Wednesday child is always asking for more. Thursday child, the grass is always green on the other side. Friday child is busy giving it away. Saturday child is sticking it out to the last drop. And Sunday child is picking it out. And don't know what. Picking it up.
Picking it out.
And don't know what. That's the only way I report, make it up to match solid nutrition.
I have a question concerning cancer and then go into care. You have mentioned before that the emotion that initiates the cancer cell in the body activates it. Anger.
Yeah.
Is it the discipline of 56 days on carrot juice that makes you or allows you to confront that emotion and release it? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
As well as the resonance of the light taken in the form of the...
But it's more than that.
That's what I wanted.
The Sanskrit alphabet is made up of 56 letters.
Okay.
And French people know the word sans means without, right? And script means not written.
What script means written?
Sans.
Non-script.
Without script.
Non-script.
Non-script, not written.
Not written. Sanskrit.
That's what the word means, non-written. There are no written Sanskrit alphabet. Because all 56 letters are inscribed in your spine. But what passed for Sanskrit in the written language is called Deva Magri. Deva is an Indian word for angle or angel. There aren't no angels, but they're angles, geometry. Magri is plus minus, floristic angles. Sanskrit is definitely inscribed lines along your spine that integrate and regulate your thinking in terms of resonance. And so the 56 days was a means of putting the whole chemistry in alignment with the process so for the first 35 days, I allow myself to go through the recycling process. 28 days of cleaning the body, and then 7 days to take the evaluation, which is the 35-day cycle. Then the next 21 days, I made a transition from breakdown to no breakdown. But I had to go through it to find out in the end if it worked or it didn't work. My body started gaining the weight back after the 35th day.
Plus your color changed back.
And my color changed back and I became normal.
Another
Did you release any tears? Was there any tears, laughter, yawning?
I did all three and more.
During the whole period?
I cry, I laugh, I sneeze, I farted, I burp.
Yeah.
And I giggle, and I peed, and I even passed it out through my buckets like it was going to diarrhea. So I had my share in the last few days to go to full rock out of the symptoms of the battle. Well, I broke the symptomatic trauma of what locked me in to the cancer. The holier than thou attitude that all saints are supposed to abstain and achieve realization by complete renunciation. I wanted to find out this. A program data of intellectual egotism, not valid. But in the initial stages of one's growth, you have to make a commitment to yourself that you'll stick it out and then let it reveal the truth in the end to you. So if you don't make that initial commitment, you will not be true to yourself in the end. It will let you down. So I took the ball, like my friend Sinatra said, and I ran with it. So I did it my way.
Mm-hmm. So you made an initial commitment of 56 days that at the end...
No, I made an initial commitment years ago to be a vegetarian. Not to touch meat, alcohol, or drugs or anything. Wanted to find out, in the end, the one that don't do and the one that overdo and have the same disease is suffering from ignorance.
The same problem.
Right. So I realized there is no validity in total abstinence or total overindulgence. There is validity in the balance between the two. But where the validity hinges upon, it hinges upon the blood type. But that was not obvious to me until I went through the process that the blood type played an important factor. And so when I found out my blood type, I saw why I had to respond to it that way. And then the Garden of Eden as a reality opened up to me what it really represented for the first time. That the body was Eden. And the Adam in you is my reason. And the Eve in me is my logic. And the Cain in me is my big fat thumb. The Abel in me is my buttocks. You see? Because if I don't let nothing out of there, I ain't going no place. So
you won't be able.
You won't be able to go. So then I got the blood types made up, and then I found out my blood type was O. I was considered then the universal donor type. But this would be so.
According to cancer, when did you discover colonic irrigation? Is it parallel to the
cancer? No, I discovered colonic irrigation years before my cancer in my colon. I discovered the colon irrigation in Canada. And that was after my accident and I came out in 1956. I had done colon irrigation at that time. My cancer came out in 1972. That's what happened. And that was a time when a great doctor in this country was being persecuted for his researches, Dr. Kelly. Today now they want to give him all kind of award, but they can't even fight him. He contributed to the knowledge of protein with nitrogen as being the mainstay factor to inhibit the cancer and reinforce the body with protein and nitrogen. But they thought he was nuts, crazy. They did a lot of harassment by
limbs. Oh, they're trying to give him all kinds of awards. We know that the doctors have finally realized that a cancer patient has protein in their body, but is deficient in nitrogen.
One more question about the illness. It's something we didn't touch on, I don't think. It's something that women so much have right here, as you may aware of, is osteoporosis.
Osteoporosis is the bone.
Yes, right.
Porosis means porosity of the bone.
Yeah.
Bone is made of what?
Calcium.
And therefore, calcium and what other element do not agree?
Iron. Calcium and iron?
That's right. So what are you suffering from? Lack of calcium or too much iron?
Too much iron.
It's too much iron because you say we have everything in our body. So we're not lacking calcium, we have too much
iron. You have iron going too fast. Not lack of it, you don't have a lack of nothing in the world. You have either too fast or too slow in reference to a situation. But they don't look at it that way until the years after and all the breathing technique and the rest. And then they find out what they say to themselves is basically iron is moving through the bloodstream too fast against the bone, causing it to be porous by knocking on the calcium.
Leaching it out.
So you're not agree with the theory consisting of saying that the estrogen deficiency which occurs when a person is 40 or 45 years old is contributing to the fact that the calcium don't go to the bone because of the deficiency of estrogen.
Now, listen to what you say. Estrogen is basically composed of high content of iron, zinc, or magnesium. It's not going there on 24 hours of the day.
And in the spring and in the summer, they fall under two colors of this spectrum. It's red. And from 3 p.m. to 3 a.m., they divide themselves into two colors, an orange and a yellow, an orange and a yellow. Yeah.
Your first statement yesterday was what we are.
Yeah.
Colors. Is this what we are? I'm asking.
Yes, we are sonics and color.
Okay. You're mentioning colors, but I see colors of the rainbow here, so are we part of the rainbow?
That's what the spectrum is, yes.
Right, it is.
Red, orange, yellow, green,
right. Yes.
Okay, so thank you.
Biblical writers couldn't go any further than to say, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwells in man. But then, when you look around, man is a manifestation of atoms, sonics, and the atoms are of the 144 elements. The 144 elements are spinning in an infinite momentum, and there's no end to where that momentum will be because it's constantly happening. There's no happiness here. These are all illusions of the who you think you are in reference to what you are. What you are will always be there. Who you are will always let you down. But when you understand what you are, it never lets you down. And for that is the reason why health is all we have. We don't have a single thing here. We can't even own a house and think it's ours. Your body is going to make you fall asleep. And when you're sound asleep, do you know if you're a man or a woman when you're sound asleep? Do you see how vulnerable you are? And if you don't wake up, what's the house going to do for you? You're going to leave it to the next person who wakes up. Let's be practical now, because practicality is all the ancient magics that call spirituality. Churchianity has nothing to do with the real truth. We can get locked into a lot of churchianistic ideas, but as we sort it out, we will see what we are, and that's where the health is. In the solar process, we set up to eat our way through our health movement to arrive at the result. And what is that result? A non-breakdown of the body.
As I said, I don't promise you immortality, but I promise you an ongoing longevity. That I can guarantee would always be possible. To say immortality, that would be out of my context. But an ongoing longevity, yes. No, Methuselah did it. But he got bored.
What a reason to die.
Abraham didn't move around until he was 100 to go look around for a girlfriend. So, all that longevity. Look, let's look at the thing as much more opportunity. There are more opportunities in the other stuff.
Okay. We established that this is red, this is red, orange, yellow, and this is red. They represent the spring, the summer, the autumn, and the winter. They're not going to change for our bodies. We're going to constantly hit ourselves against it. Like a man once said to me, he said, Adano, no man breaks the law of nature, but he sure breaks up himself against it all the time. And I said, thank you, doctor. And this was a very, very distinguished doctor at a conference one night.
That is the who we are finding of what we are.
That's right.
He said, no man can break a law of nature, but we sure can break ourselves up with it. And I respected him because I was doing research and I'm still researching. I can't stop researching. Because my head is nitty gritty. I like to get to the grit of the things.
But here we are. We have to establish these organs that are going to operate and what they're going to do in terms of the food. Breakfast has its whole range up to here. From here to here. And you, so 12 o'clock is a cutoff point. And then you come on from 12 o'clock right up to 7 o'clock. You have all your lunch range. And 7 o'clock right back till midnight, you have the supper range.
What is the breakfast range you use? For what time?
Normally, you have an option. Let me explain why. That the breakfast range would begin at midnight, going into 1 o'clock. But that's only for people who work at night.
Thank you. I do.
That would be a condition. But normally, most of us go to bed and sleep and wake up within the light range. So the biological clock takes preferential reading from 3 a.m. because of the lungs. So this is the optional movement of it. From 3 a.m. on, right up to 12 midday, you will call that the breakfast movement, allowing for the rest period. I worked one time experimenting all 3 shifts. You know, you ever work a 3 shift movement? So 8-8-8 to experiment to see if really these things were valid about the clock. And I work in the most intense place because I had to subject myself to what is called electronic testing with gas and nuclear weapons. So I had to be working with all kind of radiation to test these things around the clock. And I haven't found a single principle where the food let me down at the right time. I saw what took priority over all the intense conditions was the growth cycle. It was constant and it held up. For that reason, then, people who go to work at me at midnight would say, Dana, why are you bringing fruits?
So you began your breakfast at that.
So at 1 o'clock, here I was eating an apple. Then at 7 o'clock, I was ready to go home. I had my other rest of fruits and nuts. I slept until 4 o'clock to go to work in another shift from 4 to 12. See? And yet, at 4 o'clock when I woke up, I could indulge in my hamburger in those days I did. You see what I mean? And at 7 o'clock, I could go have supper before I went to work. You see? I didn't start to work until 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. So within each time cycle, I was, and no matter when they shift me around from 7 o'clock at night, no matter how long, I would still eating within the time cycle. So I didn't have a problem. And I was awake. And that's what bothered most of the other inspectors at work. How come you are awake? And all them feel tired. That's where you come back to yesterday. We fed you the food. How many of you felt sleepy during the time the class was going after you eat?
Not at all.
Good. But I'm trying to show you. It's
why not like college and other places.
I'm going to cut the grass when I went
home. I've been eating that Fit for Life program, and I find that when I start my carbohydrates at noon, I get sleepy because I wasn't following the solar law of the combination. Now,
there is more to the solar diet. We haven't mentioned it. My host made a remark to my friend here that he cooked the food too early. Why should it be cooked so early, waiting to serve it? But they weren't present at the time what we did to the food to say that it was cooked too early. We didn't cook none of those vegetables more than 10, 15 minutes on top of the stove to get out. And we put it in a temperature in the oven between 100 to 200 degrees. What we were doing with the food is known as dextrinization, a technique that I developed years ago. And it was to convert starch into instantaneous dextrin for immediate use for energy input that your stomach has to take 2 hours to break down to convert. We are bypassing that. It's like buying super octane gas to run your car. So you don't have what is called the lassitude effect of eating food. There is more to solar nutrition than what you see we're talking about, because we're dealing with a lot of energy laws. But when you put them in a proper growth cycle, these energy laws become obvious after a while. So if you didn't feel sleepy, it's because a dextrinization technique was done to the food to convert the starch into a sugar reaction so that you don't feel tired and you're alert. Normally you eat, your body has to convert that starch into sugar.
And
so I know what the Fit for Life book is, because they're so many of these things are not obvious in the knowledge. So when we go into more of the physics, we're seeing what we're actually doing. And the clock is going to be always there to support us and validate us.
I have a question before you go on to the next meal system. In the morning, I now know that the protein is of utmost importance to get in there first. So the nuts with the fruit. Any time after that, you can have fruit any amount of times during the morning by itself?
Yes.
In its proper time?
But here is a, we're going to point to you. That's what I'll pinpoint for you. So why certain foods, even the fruit, has an optional condition. I saw my friend with an orange this morning.
Good. Yeah, wrong time.
It isn't the wrong time. Did you eat breakfast before you had your orange?
No. Yes.
Okay.
And I didn't have my orange.
Good. But you had the orange by itself, right?
Yeah. I didn't have it, but I bought it.
You brought it.
But, so the orange could have been any time.
Right. Now, between 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock, which is the spleen time, that orange is very valuable and valid at that time. Even though you had your early breakfast of fruits and nuts between 7 and 9, at a later period, you want, anytime between 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock, you want that orange to go in there, because that's a vitamin C of an unusual growth pattern formed by nature that is going to do something entirely different than other vitamin C. You have cherries, they have vitamin C. Vitamin C is only called ascorbic acid, but it comes from a cherry source. You have vitamin C from a corn. You have vitamin C from a tomato. But none of these plants have citric acid.
Would you tell the story of the athlete?
Yeah. Let me just finish it up this morning. Yeah. But oranges have citric acid. It's an acid that prevents scurvy. Yeah. Good. A friend of mine, one day, a patient of mine, a friend, he came in to me and he said, Adano, I want to race. And it, but every time I do the racing, I lose, and I don't know why. And I said, what time is the race? He said, well, this coming Saturday, or Sunday, we have a race, and it starts from 7 o'clock and ends at 1 o'clock. They're running a distance. He said, well, other men who I know are beating me, and I can't win, and I want to win. He said, this week, if I don't win, I feel totally lost. And yet again, this week is when the cup, they give you the cup. What can I do? So you really want to win? Yes, I yeah. Okay. What did he do in the race? He said, well, we run a certain length of time, and we stop, and then let you have a break, and then you can either pick up something or then run a long drink. I said, good. I said, when you start the race, take your orange juice with you. Don't drink it. Keep it with you in the bottle. Do they have orange juice? He said, no. They only have apple juice, tomato juice. So will you carry this little can of orange juice with you and start off? You run drinking apple juice first. See? And everybody is running. And at 10 o'clock, everybody again is drinking apple juice. He said, now you switch and you drink orange juice at 10 o'clock. Never mind, you come at 12 o'clock. Don't go drink apple juice because that's what they got available. And very few will crave tomato juice. You grab a whole can of tomato juice and drink. And then let's see what happens at the end of the race. Well, everybody was beating him in the first. They all drank apple juice and they're beating him. And they got to the first stop. Everybody grab a hold of a second apple juice. Fine. He grab a hold of orange juice. And they're not beating him as much because some of them are slowing down. He's slowly moving up. And when they get to the midday point, they're almost even, but he's still behind. They grab a hold again of apple juice. He grabbed the tomato juice and popped it in. And then, at the end of the race, he's 6 yards ahead of them and coming in. But by that time, you know, what the hell did you do that you beat us? We really beat the heck out of you all the time. But he came into my clinic holding the cup. The other four other guys who were training behind him, holding him. So, what the hell did you teach this guy? Because he beat the heck out of us and we don't know. He ain't even tired. I say, he ain't gonna be tired either. And from that day, he was not tired because he ate food in reference to time cycle to give the output of the energy to match the momentum of the clock in his body.
Does that go in reference to shorter races too? Does that go in reference to shorter races?
Like, really, he's a runner.
Yeah,
well known in this area.
Yeah.
My friend, apply it. And see for yourself. That's the only way I can tell you.
Well, we're looking at 35 to 40 minutes.
Hmm?
We're looking at about 35 to 40 minute time span. It still would apply.
You apply it in the growth cycle, the substance, it be for you. Because you got to run in the light. And so if you start off in the morning, you take the apple juice. And towards the, before the morning shuts down, to go into the afternoon, which is a midday, you put in the citrus fruit. One has a different vitamin C, and you're going to interact because when you run, let me ask you one question of a runner. Do you get fatigue building up? Do you get lactic acid building up? Do you get more carbon dioxide building up as you run longer and longer?
The first part of the race is fatiguing. The middle part is more energizing, and in the end is very fatiguing.
But is there a greater loss of fluid from perspiration? What portion of the race?
When I stop, I start sweating.
This man that had the cup was not perspiring a single bit. And didn't have any fatigue level while he was running the entire race based upon the input of the nutrition. He was just as if he had started the race and he was holding the cup coming in the office.
When is your next race, right?
I'm in 90.
You know what time of day
it starts? It's always started. Usually start at 10:30.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, always at 10.
And it lasts how long?
10,000 meters, about 35 minutes.
Apple juice,
orange juice, and if you go into the apple, tomato juice, and you'll see the structure of each one of those juices are unique.
It's
the problem of the exhaustion level of your body. You're putting your body into exhaustion. You should know because you've been around me for a long while. It's not what the martial art would require if you want to practice exhaustion. Your daddy would make you climb on ropes from morning till night, and you're never going to get out there, boy, till you learn how to be exhaustless.
But he has to start before the apple juice with his protein nut.
Yes.
I came to a dino in 1979 because I had some photos at that time when I first went to him. I was about 195 pounds. My arms were about 19 inches. And I was big, full of ego and dumbass. And I used to participate in karate and fight tournaments. Had my body pretty well banged up when I heard about this man. And I brought some pictures of me doing some kicks and various things. I had lines and angles drawn through the positions of the body and where everything should be. And the first thing Dino tells me is, your breath is wrong in this kick. And I said, breath, yeah. I said, well, show me why. I said, because this is a kick I have trouble with. And he showed me how my breath was moving down. And he asked me about some specific foods. And then putting those foods back in timing, respiration is much easier because there's no gas right here in the abdomen. When you put the foods in at the right time, there is no conflict because the conflict from a digestive standpoint is methane and hydrogen sulfide gas, which bulges the abdomen, but it also is bulging on the inside, constricting respiration, which is the first thing God gave you. And so the breath would be thrown off, and that's what he's saying. And it would be in this time cycle.
Regardless of
the breath. Yeah, because there is no constriction then.
The race started at 7 and was over to 8. You would just drink
apple juice.
If the race is going to finish later, then you go into each category. But if you're going to only run for that much, then one type of juice.
I've done the juice fast. You are just running energy the whole day.
If you keep them in their time.
So what effect would cranberry have?
It's in the kidney time for your gallbladder or your kidney stones.
So you would want to drink that if the race was later? Or because...
It's mostly for your kidney. It's a cranberry juice. But then you see, today they sell you cranberry mixed with grape.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Drink it. I drink it too. Because why? It helps the gallbladder. It helps the bladder and the kidney. So, but by and large, cranberry juice will focus more on the kidney. The grape will focus more on the bladder. So if you combine the two that they're doing now, you have a KB reaction, kidney bladder cleansing. I would reinforce it. If you were running in the afternoon, I would drink that because why? I don't have no lassitude or tiredness because my kidneys will be pumping to keep the action that I can keep up with the energy.
Are these the reconstituted juices or only?
Reconstituted only means that they grind it, strain it, and sort out the seeds and throw back the
Oh, it'll be fiber.
So it's still good. Oh. So in the jars, then you can buy the fruit juices in the jars.
Right.
When I had a kidney stone and I was in the hospital, I had a lot of problems with it, traveling too. Milla and Jimmy brought me some cranberry juice mixed with Karnal.
Yeah.
And they asked me to drink it. It was, I don't remember, I remember correctly, it was
right at kidney time, and when you went in the hospital, it was incredible pain. Every time they were giving me something else, weren't they? Mm-hmm. And every time he would urinate, he would urinate into a filter so that they could see if the stone came out. Within 45 minutes after he took the corn oil and cranberry juice. And, you know, it was like divine timing, you know. We just happened to bring it there. We decided at about 4:31, you know, maybe we ought to bring this one out. I mean, you know, like we did, like we thought it, you know.
Yeah.
And so by the time we get it together, bring it to him, within 45 minutes, it passes.
He calls him.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a strange feeling. There was no pain.
No.
And
I have a lot of
that sharp little booger was something else.
I have a lot of friends from Negro heritage that comes for kidney stone removal because they're more susceptible to it because they eat their turnip greens cooked at night with their chitlings. So they're more susceptible to having kidney stones in America than any other nationality. And so when I used to be around that area of the country, I see them, I knew they'd get kidney stones, and now it's a fact. But they don't know what is triggering it. They know that they're the only group that gets the kidney stones quicker than any other group. But it's the oxalic salts of the turnips and the greens that they cook and eat late at night with their chitlings. And the only reason they eat it late at night is because they work during the day and their wives are working. And when they come home, their typical lifestyle is to have a big meal. And you can't tell them not to eat his chitlings and his greens.
It's okay to eat turnips at night.
No. The turnip, not the greens. The turnip that goes like this. That's okay at night. The turnip greens, that's a different thing.
The greens should be eaten during the day.
Yeah.
Does pineapple grow under the ground?
No, it's a bromeliad. It doesn't grow on a bush, vine. It doesn't grow on a tree. It grows on a bush.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand. Like cabbage grows kind of like that too, but it's during the
But that
day
is classified, a cabbage is classified as a vine family. It's not a bromeliad. A bromeliad is a cactus family. A pineapple belongs to the cactus family. The leaves are like a cactus. In other words, nature is a joker. When I use the word joker, is that the leaves of a pineapple represent the pubic hair of nature on the ground. And that pineapple represents the ovum sitting and looking at you, waiting for you to recognize that that is the reproductive portion of Mother Earth's way of describing to the mankind, that's the bromeliad family. So all the cactus plants, all the cactus growth combinations, all have to do with the lower regions of the body. And they don't grow on vine, there's no vines running to them. There's no connective patterns to them. So they don't have any kind of protective, like a cabbage, it doesn't have any protective barbs. So it doesn't belong to a cactus family. The cabbage belongs to the vine family. But the pineapple has a barb on the leaf. The same is true of the aloe vera. They all have barbs. They come under a different category.
And the yucca also.
Yucca also. So when you begin to study horticulture and then study integrated plant reactions, you begin to see there's laws of nature totally unknown to man, and he's now becoming aware of it.
in the growth cycle and in the eating cycle, it shows up that the body is not synchronizing with it properly. So when it goes back, break it down like I showed yesterday on in the clock, that's why one page you have the food on the tree, the food above the drum, and the one on the night.
How does a plant
plant is a banana that never gets ripe.
Yeah, how does it grow?
On a tree like a banana.
So.
But it has to be cooked.
Is it black banana?
Yeah.
So when did you eat that?
It is green.
You eat it.
So it looks like green banana.
Yeah. In the morning.
Real hard.
When you cook it, it's for the woman.
It looks like big banana.
But at night, when you cook it, it's for the man. It's a hormone balancer. Nature. It's a funny joke, you know. Our geometry and our reaction pattern to light has only one thing in common, and that is ongoing reproduction of species. She's not concerned with your psychology.
Adano, to balance the hormones in, say, the women, how often would you have to do that?
We usually recommend to the person once a week, they eat the plant in the morning.
The cocoa and the coffee.
And the cocoa and coffee they drink. That normalizes it. Yeah. And at night, we tell the men to eat it once a month. No, around lunar time is ideal.
For men. But for women, it'd be normal anytime because that's the time anyway.
No, in the morning.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. For the woman, it'd be okay anytime.
Right, because it's a morning plant already. Yeah. It's not ideal for the man in the morning.
Yeah.
But now, let's say, for instance, I was to have a problem to deal with a fixated sex reaction in male or female, that you may refer to as homo problems or non-balance problems. If I were to give the man the plantain in the morning, I will set up an allergen action to his homo reaction, and then all of a sudden he'll break out of that particular behavior, exert his madness, and he'll quit it. This is what we call homeopathic medicine.
How do you cook it?
You bake it.
Just bake it?
Just bake it.
How many degrees?
350 to 400. So it gets black and splits, and the internal portion turns coral red.
Well, the black, you're talking about the
skin.
The skin?
Yeah.
Leave it in the skin.
Yeah. You cook it in the skin. Now, if you're dealing with a woman who has a problem in her sex identification, we give it to her at night.
You do what?
Give it to her at night. And that will automatically set up an allergen action in her body, and she will quit being overly masculine. See, nature had these laws set up a long time ago. We have stumbled it, and we're other people who've experimented with research reasons. So, today we're getting more and more plant-based You can't eat fish and meat at the same meal at a crossover time. That's valid between 6:30 to 7, if I wanted to eat them.
Night?
Yeah. That's what you call a fish grill, mixed grill. You can eat that at the crossover time. If you want to eat it, you can eat also in the lunar time. So it isn't, again, the food itself is when you and when not. Don't eat it in the middle of the day, you have a problem. But until 6:30 to 7, you can have a piece of steak with a piece of red snap.
Sure.
One phase in, one phase out. The time cycle is going to make the differential. And if I didn't have the problem of overweight, cancer, ulcers. I want to talk to you. I love the good of a man. You know, good. Live it up, live nice. So, I was doing that in New York here. I wanted to find out. It's not practical, but you can still gourmet healthy. It's not practical to gourmet him.
Janine asked me to ask you to tell them what the minimum time for dextromethorphan is. We talked touched on that earlier.
Yeah.
She was on the other side and missed it. But this is the vegetables that were prepared, just slightly cooked. And we're going to put them in the oven at 180 to 200 and vegetarianize them for at least 10 minutes.
Oh, so we got 10 minutes away? Yeah.
So you got 10 minutes.
But Don, would you briefly go? Excuse me. Would you go over again just quickly the time frames for each meal? Breakfast to lunch to supper.
All right.
I know there is a difference for those who work at night and you have a little catch up time.
Breakfast is usually from 7 o'clock when you wake up in the morning. Allowing that you may have to work earlier than that. From 3 a.m. onwards, right up to 11:30, 12 o'clock, that's your breakfast range. Prior to that, it's not ideal because it could be used as breakfast, but your body has a tendency to want to rest. Unless you're on a job working, you have to stay alert and awake. Then you can do two things. Eat the fruit at midnight to cross over to 1 o'clock to keep the alertness going, or phase off with a late supper around 11:30 to 11:45. That will allow you to be actually right up to 3 o'clock. Then you can put in your fruit and nuts later in the morning. So that's what I used to do. And I work with late hours. I take a late supper of egg or fish or something like that and potatoes. So I have enough energy by the time I cross over into the 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock period where we get a coffee break with a treat. So I would drink a juice, apple juice. Then towards 7 o'clock, I would eat a breakfast. But that was my break point, you see. But I was staying within the framework. Now if I drank coffee, Folgers coffee was always available mostly, then today we get Maryland Plum. And back in those days, the only coffee that we could find was Folgers. So again, at 3 o'clock in the morning, when a coffee break was no threat to the body because it was a pre. Now when you come to 11 or 12 o'clock, that's the cutoff point. All right. Then from 12 on, right up to 7, you have anything within the chicken, the beef, or the vegetable above the ground. Now, but the crossover point is between 6:30 to 7. So if you wanted to eat an early supper and you didn't have enough time, then you could combine a piece of the chicken with a piece of the fish, and even at 6:30, one will be phasing out, the other phasing in. So you have a crossover time. But intrinsically, it's 7, 12, excuse me. Then from 7 o'clock, right up back to midnight, again, you have all the food under the ground. Your body will work with it because of the light cycle stays there.
7 to midnight is the stuff.
You can have your wine with your meal anytime during the evening?
Depending on which one of wine you want and what time of the day or month. If I want to drink wine in the evening, I have the sake.
Right.
Like after
7 o'clock, I have sake.
After 7, you have to have sake.
Well, because it's rice wine.
What other drink could you have after 7?
Tequila, vodka. Now, with the advent of the new businessmen getting more conscious that the public is craving things that they never realized about, the market has just brought out pineapple wine. I had a whole bottle of it given to me not too long by my friend Savai here.
We're getting excited.
You'll be surprised how pineapple wine tastes. I didn't realize the flavor until he said pineapple. I could smell the odor, but the flavor was unusually great. Then ginger wine, made from ginger. Beet wine, made from beet. So they are really going into a much more aware nature of fermenting these foods to make a wine. But the rice wine is all day.
So you still, with the alcohol, have to stick to an alcohol made from
food that is to be eaten at particular time.
At dinner time, you don't have to.
At dinner time, you can adjust it.
No, I like grape wine too.
So you could have, say, tequila or vodka with pineapple juice in it.
Why take her boy?
You gotta have something in it. We women gotta have something in it.
Well, that's what I take. I take tequila with pineapple juice at night.
Did you ask Paul about?
Now, if they have sugar in this pineapple juice, oftentimes these canned juices have sugar to bring up the sweetness.
Well, you can ask for the unsweetened pineapple juice.
Jesus, you know, for the Last Supper, he had wine, it was night. It was great wine.
But it might have been full moon.
Ah, right. Because I had to backtrack it. The circadian measurements using circadian equipment, and I've done the research. The day he died and all the different things, and when he resurrected, because that was one of my researches.
It was around full moon, thanks.
That will appear with the full moon. And if you go back, and you'll see the full moon falls between the Passover. So it fits what he did.
So in the lunar time, you may have wine at a time at night.
But then again, remember, he gave optional preference by attitude over the food. Did he not say, eat this in remembrance of me, is given for the remission of misapplied decisions which you call sins?
Misapplied decisions?
Yeah, there are no sins.
Misapplied decisions. Yeah. Oh, I love that.
And drink all of this in remembrance of me. That's the attitude in reference to when you use something out of time. But to use something out of time and not have the right attitude, you'll get sick. I have experimented over and over with many people, all of them, not all different religions, with the time, with the attitude, all the time with the attitude, all the time, you know what? And you can do it kinesis, you have many ways to do it, and you'll find what is so unique and consistent with these laws, that right attitude at the wrong time is valid. Right attitude with the right time is valid. Right time without any attitude is valid. Wrong time with the wrong attitude. Not valid.
Is there any special time frame between the times that you eat food that you have to wait for that particular food to digest before eating it? Say 30 minutes later after I eat a meal, I can eat, say, a piece of fruit or...
Even melon?
Oh, I thought melon had to be enough. No, melon didn't have to be enough.
It's wise, let me put it this way, it's always wise to allow 60 minutes between a food
and another food.
Another food.
It's two wise.
Reasons. You must know the reason though. No guess. Accept. Your organs are set to a 60 minute differential for ascending and descending. Every 2 hours they shift out to the biological clock. You have an ascending function in the organs, and you have a descending function in the organs. This is called the anabolic or the catabolic reaction of the organ. Anabolic is the build-up or ascending, and catabolic is the breakdown or descending. So you're not going to get around being efficient by overtaxing it. You become efficient if you learn to work with it. So by allowing 60 minutes to go by to each organ, you're in better control. But then you don't realize why you have to follow 60 minutes. Because you're living on an object that is moving. It's called what?
Earth.
Good. Do you know how fast it moves?
Well, there's 60 minutes in an hour, so...
Right, good. It makes a 360-degree movement in 24 hours. From the time it starts in the morning, the time it closes up at night, it makes that 360-degree movement on its axis. And it only shifts along one degree every 4 minutes. It ain't going any faster to see the body. That's where you're going to go. And
and you are synchronized with, at the delta level of your brain, but you don't know that. And if you get injured, that part, it throws you off in your balance. That's one of the techniques of the martial art. If somebody hurts you, you don't want them to be of a non-functional in reference to burying them. You hit them at certain points, then you can be their professional servant for the rest of your life. That'll teach them a lesson not to go molest people. There are many other techniques, but that is good. Your body operates. So in 15 minutes, you have so many degrees. In 15 degrees, Earth has moved 15 degrees, is enough time for your body to compensate in 1 hour. So if 1 degree is 4 minutes, 1 hour is 15 degrees, right? So if there's a compensatory action going on every 15 degrees in your system. And we may not realize it, but we are stuck with it when we come into more radar equipment and all different hyperspace equipment that we're building. We are locking into this particular phenomenon that your body is already working to a unique clock. More and more technology is exposing the biological clock. After a while, it ain't gonna be who you are that is important, it's what you are. Tell me when you're ready. Okay?
Ready.
Okay.
Now you're going to eat protein first. Are you going to eat protein first now?
Between you and your wife, you can't guide yourself not only to hear, but to see. The bridge of the intuition pulls it together, right? Bread and brain. Now, okay. But then, if you backtrack yourself, you'll see, come let us make man in our own image and likeness, male and female, created them. And God breathed the man breath of life, and man became living soul. Where is it? The Adam carrying Eve now? There is no mention of an Adam carrying Eve there at all. Man and woman were made at the same time, male and female. And then they were told they could do one thing, go forth, multiply, and have dominion over the universe. And that was the end of that particular description of man. Then the next description of man is another chapter of the book that Moses took off the walls of Egypt. To this day, we don't know what he's talking about. He said, and the Lord God, and this is God, he said, the Lord God turned to the east. In the Garden of Eden, he placed Adam, the man. And out of the rib of Adam, he made Eve, the woman. And then the big joke is that these two people are living on a planet and they have a son called Cain, and the son gets angry because there's a brother called Abel, but Cain only came when the two people disobeyed to eat the apple. There would be no Cain. What kind of funny joke is that? Then they get thrown out of the garden for eating an apple. And then they got another son called Abel. If he's able, he can do it. And then the brothers are arguing if they can appease this God in the sky, so they offer up fruits and vegetables for a lamb. Fire from heaven comes down and burns up the lamb. The other brother is angry and resentful and covers the brother. And he's thrown out of the garden. And they said he walked away to a land called Nod.